For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why was the fart scientist so successful? His observations were very astute. I've offered my elderly neighbor £20 to let me have a go on her stairlift. I think she's going to take me up on it. An invisible woman marries an invisible man. Their kids were nothing to look at either. My wife's mad at me because she said I never buy her flowers. I didn't even know she sold flowers. I asked a girl out in medieval Europe, but she said she wasn't into middle-aged men. I asked my wife which she liked better, my face or my body? She said, "Your sense of humor." I was running a dating site for chickens, but I was struggling to make hens meet. I made a pencil with two erasers. It was pointless. My wife tripped and dropped the basket of clothes she had just ironed. I watched it all unfold. Why was the policeman also a good train driver? Because copper is a good conductor. Someone stole two wheels off my car. Now I can't go anywhere because I'm too tired. I attached a world atlas to my dartboard and told my wife to throw a dart and wherever it lands, that's where we're going on vacation. We're now spending the next 2 weeks behind the refrigerator. What looks like half a loaf of bread? The other half. Why I love my beard. I didn't like my beard at first. Then it grew on me. Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head had an argument. But they hashed it out. To the person who stole the pair of sneakers and high-vis vest from my car, I will find you. You can run, but you can't hide. Don't let Nebuchadnezzar corner you at parties. He tends to babble on. The waiter asked the chef, "Why do you keep a clock in the spice drawer?" The chef said, "I keep losing track of time." I asked some random dude to criticize my vehicle. My mechanic said I need a carburetor. What do you call a knight who does his brave deeds with no doubt in his mind? Certainly. Why did the roof tiles never get married? Because they preferred being shingles. Where's the best place to sleep in Italy? Napoli. What does a Nigerian prince order for breakfast? Spam. My sister told me to try French press in the morning. She swears by it. I tried but couldn't stand it. Tired of hearing about all the protesting. What do you call a toddler from the US learning about numbers? County. Why is it so hard to convict a person in a black and white movie? Because there are a lot of gray areas. I'm Bob Jeffy. Stay tuned to the end of the episode for a bonus dad joke and some random thoughts from my friend Lorelai Stewart. We're on a mission to spread the laughs and groans, so please share these jokes with your family. Good night all. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but with all that anxious energy, they just won't go to sleep. This was my kids every night. But I did find that stories calmed their mind and gave them something to focus on. So 6 years ago, I created the kids' podcast, Bedtime History, to help solve that problem. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. We have episodes about Jackie Robinson, Neil Armstrong, Maya Angelou, and Sacagawea. Episodes also include topics like space exploration, engineering, the rise and fall of civilizations, and major events like the Civil Rights Movement and the Transcontinental Railroad. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. This week, join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. Did you know that you can join the hundreds of listeners who have submitted their own dad jokes through my voicemail? Please spread the laughs and groans and submit your own dad joke to our voicemail, with the best ones to be included in special fan episodes. Just leave your name, the city and state you live in, and your best dad joke. Call 978-393-1076. I'll repeat that number. It's 978-393-1076, or check the show notes page for the number. I look forward to hearing from you. The Daily Dad Jokes podcast is produced by Classic Studios. See the show notes page for social media links and joke credits. What kind of news do fish read? Current events.
For all the parents out there, picture that it's bedtime. You and the kids have been busy all day. You know they're tired, but for some reason, they just won't go to sleep. And for this reason, I created the podcast Bedtime History. Bedtime History is a series of relaxing history stories that end with an inspirational message. With over 2,000 positive parent reviews, Bedtime History is one of the top education podcasts. Join me and listen to Bedtime History every Monday and Thursday on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.